This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin today in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalisation of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day address this year, highlighted how goods and services tax has benefited the nation.
पिछले आठ साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और आठ साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
The next generation GST reforms will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to local vendors and consumers. The Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The Chief Abbot of Bhutan, His Holiness J. Kempo, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, will be on an official visit to India from today. The four-day visit mainly focuses on the consecration ceremony of the Royal Bhutan Temple at Rajgir, Bihar, tomorrow. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that following the consecration ceremony, the Prime Minister of Bhutan will also visit the Sri Ram Temple at Ayodhya. The Prime Minister of Bhutan will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar during his visit in the national capital. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target to make India a carbon-neutral country by 2070. Addressing the 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said that climate change and global warming are a major threat to future generations.
किसी भी देश में और सोसाइटी में थ्री इम्पोर्टेंट इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट है, इथिक्स, इकोनॉमी एंड इकोलॉजी एंड एनवायरमेंट। सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट में स्वाभाविक रूप से शाश्वत, टिकाऊ और पर्यावरण पूरक विकास से हमारी लिए सबसे बड़ा मिशन है। 2070 तक प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक लक्ष्य निश्चित किया है, नेट जीरो, जो कार्बन न्यूट्रल देश बनने की जो हम सब की एक मन की भावना है उसको पूरा करने के लिए उन्होंने 2070 तक का लक्ष्य रखा है।
Northern Railway has started resumption of several train services to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers between Jammu Tawi and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. Railway officials said the resumption of services is aimed at clearing the rush of stranded passengers and restoring normal movement in the region after recent disruptions caused by adverse weather conditions. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that two shuttle services are already operating between Jammu Tawi and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 16 Maoists from different locations in Bijapur district during the last 24 hours. Personnel of the District Reserve Guard and the Central Reserve Police Force carried out an anti-Maoist operation in the district. In this operation, two Maoists were apprehended from Basagura area, six from Gangalur and eight from Jangla region. Explosives and other material have been recovered from their possession. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after the massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. This includes blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions, and medical consumables. And that is the end of this news bulletin.